the following topic. Using a lint roller, a hat brush on Shabbos. Hey, I don't know if anybody used lint rollers?
All the time.
I also, all the time. I use lint rollers all the time. So the question is, are you allowed to use them on Shabbos? So we're going to speak about, let's first, what might be some potential problems? What do you think?
Laundering.
Nice. What we call in halacha, kibos. Laundering.
Combing out fabric.
Combing out, what's the malacha's
that?
Smoothing. Okay, smoothing, menapets, okay.
Separating the lint from the garment.
Nice, separating the lint from the garment, like borer. Borer, okay, anybody else? Okay, so great, so kibos is one of the, let's talk about kibos first, that's the first thing that comes up. So is it laundering on Shabbos? It's a big machlokas Ashkenazim and Sephardim when it comes to this. It comes from machlokas Roshonim, whether you're allowed to take off dirt. Let's say you have some dirt on your pants or some dust. You have to shake that off. So the Ramah brings down, for Sephardim, you're allowed to, Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, because it's not considered, Sephardim hold, it's not considered laundering if there's no water. If there's nothing wet involved, you're allowed to shake all anything off. However, the Ramah brings down, Yeshua, the Asal in our Begin, Minah Avak Shalav. Says you're not allowed to shake off dust from your clothing. However, he says, but he says it's mutter to remove the feathers. What's the difference between feathers and dirt? So the Mishra point says, because feathers is something that's not tchuvim betocho, it's not really in the baguette. The feathers is really on top of the baguette. So things that are more on top, not really inside, that's not considered kibos. And then the Magen Avraham, however, quotes Sefer HaZichronos that he was machmir. But then in the Shaar Tzion, they quote in the name of the Gra that he was seemed like to be Mekel, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore he says that in regards to the kibos, anything that's on top of the baguette is going to be mutter. So in regards to lint rollers, right, all the stuff that you're taking off, it's really on top. It's not like dirt, which is like inside. You have to like, you know. So that's why it won't be a problem of laundering when it would come to lint rollers. Okay. Second problem that might come up. Maybe you'd have thought it was Makke B'Patish. How could Makke B'Patish come up? What's Makke B'Patish?
You're making the kli usable.
Right. It's you're making a kli usable. How are you making the kli? Right. You're finishing the product, really. I would say like that. Or making it usable, okay? So the Shekhan Aruch brings down another halach in that same simon. If you halokid yebolo shalagavi begadim, if you, to remove weaving knots, after you weave a baguette, there's some like knots that are left over. So if you remove those from the baguette, Yechai Mishum Makke B'Patish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why Yechai Mishum Makke B'Patish? Because Kol Ha'osa Davar Shal Yedei Zeh Nigmar HaMelacha Chai Mishum Makke B'Patish. Anything that through what you just did, you finished the product, the work that was done, that's considered Makke B'Patish. Why won't this be Makke B'Patish, Rav?
Because that's to finish the items so that to make it functional.
This okay.
It's functional because you
can still wear it. No, the weaving knots are still functional if you never have weaving knots.
I mean, not really. Like if you have, you know, pockets when you get a jacket and they have that, you know, they're sewn. So you have to sort of open it up in order to.
I can still wear the jacket. It's still wearable.
Okay.
Right? You're right. There is a distinction like that. And it might be also true, but there is another distinction you also have to make, also, which is, you hear what I'm saying? Because you could still wear the jacket technically. I think the distinction that the Shaar Tzion points out is the Rambam says Beferish that if you have in your clothing things that get stuck, the Rambam says in Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chav Dalid, he says, Mishin Estabku Begadov Bekutzim, somebody who gets thorns stuck in his clothing, which is no different than weaving knots, probably, says you're allowed to remove them as long as you don't rip the clothing, as long as you not make sure not to do Korea. So the Shaar Tzion, what's the difference? One of them wasn't part of the making of the product. Right? He says like this. He says the Shaar Tzion, "V'akarchach deze enu b'chal tikumane," because that which the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, "Shehu melacha sha'umnim osin osa be'ez gemaro," is the actual umnim, the craftsmen who are making your clothing, they themselves, part of finishing the product is to remove the weaving knots. Even though it was usable, part of it is to remove the weaving knots. In other words, anything that comes onto your clothing after it was already done,
right?
That's not considered Makke B'Patish because it's not considered the finishing of the product. Does that make sense?
No.
So for example, let's say you have a tag. You know when you go to the laundromat? You know when you get a tag? So that might be a different problem of Tefira, which is the staple, might be considered weaving it together. But if you were to make sure not to remove the staple, just the actual plastic, the actual paper, that's fine. Because it's not makabe patish, that came onto the baguette after it was already done. Right? The staple might be a different problem, but if there's no staple, if it's like a, you know, when you buy a shirt, the tag, it's totally fine. You can totally rip that off. It's not makabe patish. The baguette was done, and they added that on in order to sell it. So that's why there's no makabe patish. Borer. Who mentioned borer? Why isn't this borer? Do you remember what we said last week? About washing dishes? Why isn't washing dishes borer? We give two reasons.
Yeah. One second.
You don't really want to.
Well, borer, you don't have to want the dirt. Borer, as long as you want the good. I think that's what you meant, maybe.
So one is not really a mixture.
You're separating it for use. You're not separating it for benefit.
Well, you are. You want to use the baguette, no? Meaning, you're right. If you were just to remove something, you don't care about which one's good or which is bad. You're right. Both those reasons that you gave are correct, but I don't think that it might apply here. The reason that we gave yes last week was, one of them, that's not considered a mixture. Right, something on top of something like that. The Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to wash dishes. Why are you allowed to wash dishes? You're removing the bad from the good. So they give two reasons. Number one is it's not really considered a mixture. The food is on top of the plate. It's stuck, but it's on top. So borer is only if there's a mixture separating. The second reason they give is that borer is supposed to be an act of creating something, right? All Melachos Shabbos is an act of creating. So when they use it to separate the chaff,
the wheat from the chaff,
or to take away the chaff, it was in order to get a grain. Here, when I clean my dishes, the dish is there, it's just dirty. So I'm just cleaning. Cleaning is not borer. So that's why this is just, the baguette is here, it's fine. I'm just removing, I'm cleaning the baguette. I'm not making the baguette through the borer. Okay, but one of those reasons, so that's why borer wouldn't apply over here. The only thing that might apply, which you're probably going to be, oh, I can't believe this, look again. But it's something called uvdun d'chol. Okay, so this is where we come, where a split between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. The Ramah quotes a very, very a Peladik Adin. He says in Shin Lamed Zayin, he says, you're not allowed to, clean or shake off your clothing with mechbados ha'asuyim miksamim. Basically, with brushes that are made out of wooden sticks. Ksamim means like little wooden sticks. Thorns, I forgot what, no, not the right word, sticks or whatever. Why you're not cleaning your clothing with wooden sticks or whatever? Not wooden sticks. What is a broom made out of? We know when brooms are made out of that wood.
Bristles.
Thank you. Bristles. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it's like as if you're breaking a kli. If you were to use the bristles and the bristles would break, it's like soter kli. So the Berurah Halacha points out, he says, you know, there's a lot of people that are mefakpeg that doubt why such a chumra. In other words, it's not really break. Number one, we don't paskin soter bekalim. Unless it's a really strong, as long as it's a really strong kli. Number two, you're not intending to break them. Number one, it's not, I'm not breaking them through the normal act. It's like, it's called a derech, it's like a shinui, that I'm breaking them through the fact that I'm brushing. So that's not really, basically, Bir Halacha says that there are many reasons why we could say that this is not really considered breaking a kli. And then he says in the Pshat Rama, he says, it might be that maybe you shouldn't brush your clothing anyways, because it might be uvdu d'chol. Might be something that's too weakly. Okay? Very hard to define what Uvdun D'chol is. But that's what the Bir Halacha says in the Ramah. And the Bir Halacha also quotes in the name of the Sefer Teferes Yisrael that you shouldn't even brush your clothing with something made out of hair. Even though there's no problem of... Right, but that's not a problem. Why is that a problem? Because the hair is not attached to anything. That's meaning gozes have attached to my body, fine. Or on the ground. But this, the hair is already... detached, it's just put onto a wooden stick. There's no gozies when it comes to that. What? No, that's not gozies because that's not from where it was created from. Gozies is when they would shear the sheep. So you're removing it from the source of where it was created. Here, they already removed that, put it onto something else. So there wouldn't be any gozies there, but says the first one. Nevertheless, it might be uvdin d'chol. Okay. I asked Rav Ramon, this is when I was in Israel, like last year. I asked Ramon, what about a lint roller? So the way he said it was like this. He said, according to Sfardim, there's no shaylitz mutter. Because we never had, none of the Sfardim poskim ever said an idea of losing the chol. And the Ramon brings it down, so the Sfardim never had that chumrah. So therefore, for sure, for Sfardim, we're allowed to use hat brushes, lint rollers, all that stuff. For Ashkenazim, the Ramon said like this. He said, Okay, I know Rav Cohen's a big fan of Ramon, so don't worry. This is all good. Ramon said, when it comes to half brushes, you probably shouldn't do that. It's beferish of Ralacha, that's Om Nechol. When it comes to lint rollers, he said, it's not explicitly, they never spoke about lint rollers. So maybe there's a concept of have the law. He says like this, he says, second. Did I not copy that line down? Okay, whatever. So the basic concept, it's enough what we already have. Let's not add on anymore, right? So he says it has to be after the, you know, is the lint roller very similar to half brush? He says, you know, maybe if you could try to do it before Rav Shabbos, better. But if you want to use it on Rav Shabbos, you could. But Tavol of Bracha, whoever's master. Okay, but either way, I'm using Sogya. Shkaya.